All right, kids. Normally I'd say sit down and get comfortable, but that's probably all you've been doing. So I don't know. Get up. Run around. Do what you got to do to stay sane. And enjoy this here daily podcast. It's Monday's show on the John DeBella Show, March 30th. Dave here. All the best stuff to relive that took place on our airwaves this morning. Sonic the Hedgehog was brought up. He has something to do with one of our contests this week. Baby Shark is still part of our pop culture for some godforsaken reason. John had a rather interesting Facebook Marketplace transaction over the weekend. We recapped our Friday virtual happy hour, shared four random good news facts, heard Layla featured in Song Stories today, celebrated Dr. Day, and Bob Geldof called us up on the show before we thinned the herd and listened to a song that went viral on the internet over the weekend. Have a big fat listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
As I said, there's Sonic the Hedgehog downloads for Question from Hell, which supposedly is a real fun movie. There are so many movies that are now being just released to download because you can't go to a theater to see anything.
Right.
You know, so what?
Sonic kind of creeps me out.
Really? Even the redesigned Sonic,
I
still swear was a conspiracy.
You mean from when you were a kid and when we
No, this current
the CGI doesn't look like the one we grew up with.
Yeah. Oh, Sega Sonic is great. I love
him. He's sort of a bastardized version.
All right. Well, I'm so glad that we're giving those out now.
Me too, because I don't want to watch them.
I'm just saying. It just
But it's still great for the kids. They don't know any better from the old. Yeah,
you got to explain the kids who Sonic is, though.
What?
It's really more for millennials.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Although, you know what? With the whole quarantine stuff going on, I was saying to my wife that I cannot wait until I can whoop Steven's ass in some video games.
What's going to be the first one you play?
Wait, oh, man. Probably going to have to be a sports game.
Madden?
Probably, because I can't do like a shoot-em-up game with a kid.
I mean, that's just a proud thing to do, you know, be out there, but, you know, thumping your chest because you beat your three-year-old at a video game.
It's a good
game.
Life lesson.
Stop. I rue the day my little brother finally got better at me than sports games. It sucks.
Okay.
Because now he kicks my ass, so I need to kick somebody else's ass.
Right. A three-year-old.
Whatever.
Okay. Feel better.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
As long as you were talking about Steven, your son, your three-year-old son, who you're going to beat at video games.
You're damn right. He doesn't even know it's coming. There's a freight train coming, pal.
You know, they have come up with a new version, you know, because three-year-olds, they got to be washing their hands, too.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're going to get? Usually three-year-olds are usually like little germ factories, right? But if you want to get the message across to three-year-olds, then the best thing to do is play them this little ditty.
Wash your hands, do 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 do. Wash your hands, do 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 do.
How dare you? Yes, parents, it has gotten worse.
Grab some soap, do 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 do. Grab some soap, do 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 do. Grab some soap, do 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 do. Grab some soap, do do do. Rub your hands, do 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 do. Rub your hands.
I mean, it works.
Yeah, it works.
At the same time, I'm stronger than him. I'm just going to hold him and make him wash his hands.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I had a bunch of things up for sale on Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
All right. Nice. I know Dave gets this, right?
Oh, and yeah. I still been
not
selling.
Not necessarily the time of your life to meet up with somebody to swap things out. Yeah.
Just throw the cash at me. Throw it.
Okay. So yesterday, I had a bunch of sealed cassette tapes. I'm talking boxes of
what are
them,
they?
Right?
I'm kidding.
Right? And some guy who was a musician needed them, right? So he said, hey, you know, I'll give you what you're asking for. I said, all right, and we agree on a place to meet. And now I'm getting there, and Lisa is highly susceptible to these. You know, she's got respiratory problems. I got to be really careful with what I do.
Okay.
Right? So I go to meet him, and I text him. I said, look, you know, I'm in a white SUV, and I'll meet you at this spot. Okay? So I get there. He's there as well. And as I pull up, I hit the button to open up the back of the door. Right? Uh-huh. Now the door opens up. There's the bag with the tapes in it.
Uh-huh.
Right? I come out of the car. We stand 6 feet apart.
Right.
And we're both laughing about it because we realize what's going on. He's got with him one of those plastic bags that, you know, you put a vacuum cleaner to and you suck the air out of it.
Yeah, get it real tight.
All right. So he's got a heavy-duty plastic bag. All right. I tell him, put the money down on the back of the
this
car.
This is for cassettes, you're like right? in The Godfather.
I have a rubber glove on. I grab the money. I take the glove off, but invert it, turn it inside out. Cash is in the glove. Right? He holds the plastic bag open. I take the shopping bag. I put it inside his plastic bag. We kind of salute each other, and off we go.
Oh, my God. A
couple nuclear scientists.
There it is. Living in the new norm.
John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
On Friday, we had our happy hour,
which
went off really well until the very last moment.
Oh, boy.
what was her name?
Donna.
Donna. There was this woman, Donna. We had this online happy hour, right? And we used Zoom, and we had all these people sitting there. And there's one woman, Donna, and every time we would go to her, we would see her speak, but we wouldn't hear anything. And she didn't have her mic on her phone or computer, whatever it was, until eventually she finally gets it going.
Yeah.
Right? And we go, yay, Donna can finally talk. And Steve says, Donna, what's your question? And that's when the session ended. It just shut down.
Or she was just like, I just wanted to know.
Boom.
And we're
perfectly
done.
Perfectly cut off. But Dave won most drunk. You know, and he says he wasn't that drunk, but
He was chatty.
I was chatty.
Yeah, you were chatty.
Very funny.
Thank you.
It didn't matter.
See, John's confusing drunk with funny. I was just being silly.
I'm confusing drunk with interrupting everybody else's talking.
Yeah, it's something funny to say. You got to say it. That's how it works. Come on. Been on morning radio for a long time. You should know that.
But it really was a lot of fun. I want to do that again.
The best part about it was perfect outside.
It was amazing.
So a few of us were outside. It was fantastic. And then the weekend went.
It was great.
Bleep.
It was great. Yeah. And then I show up in a dinner jacket and ascot. Right? I have a smoking jacket on and an ascot. And as soon as it comes on, first thing I hear is Steve go, the hell are you dressed as?
I go, I'm wearing the same thing I wore to work today. I just took the sweatshirt off. I got sweatpants on, sneakers, and a V-neck.
Had a cigar.
That's
wonderful.
Okay. I was only in my underwear underneath it.
Like a TV anchor.
All right, well, we're going to get to, instead of the normal four random facts today, it will be the four random COVID-19 good news stories.
All right, cool. We could use that.
We could.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know, Monday mornings, we usually give you your four random facts, but with everything that's going on, we can all use some good news. So today, it's four random COVID-19 good news stories.
And now, it's time for...
Random facts.
One, two, three, four.
All right, Zen, what do you got?
Okay, Delta is now offering free flights to medical volunteers who want to help in Louisiana, Georgia, and Michigan. They might also add California, New York, and Washington soon.
That's cool. Nice of them. Good, yeah. All right, what do you have, Steve?
There's a mailman in England who has been cheering people up by dressing in different costumes while he delivers the mail. They include a Trojan soldier and a German beer maid.
Well, you know, I see my mail guy every day. I got to ask him, how come you're not in costume? All right, Dave?
A church in Cincinnati raised $230,000 to cover babysitting and childcare costs for healthcare workers who are on the front lines.
Wow, that's really nice.
Very handy.
That is really nice. And lastly, this morning, a bunch of cops in New Jersey organized a free pizza day for the community and handed out 300 pizzas. And now police departments around the country are picking up on it, and people are doing it everywhere. And there they are, your four.
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Ahead of us this hour, Bob Geldof from the Boomtown Rats. The last time I talked to him at length, Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats were a new band.
Really?
Right? Oh my God. Yeah, right. And you know, they never broke up. I thought they had broken up, but no, they just weren't putting out records in this country. Bob was doing, I think, some solo work or something. Like, well, we'll ask him about it and have him clarify it all. But I mean, I saw him at Live Aid and, you know, spoke to him, a couple of times then. But not a word from him again since he originally came out on tour. Right, with the very first Boomtown Rats album. So we'll be talking to him later on this hour. Plus, at 8 o'clock, another $500. We'll give it up for the very first time. But right now,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Well, it's Eric Clapton's birthday today, so we wanted to get to some Clapton, and there is a lot to say about Layla. I was going to play Layla. There's a lot to say about it. You know, the unrequited love that he had for Patty Boyd at the time, who he eventually married, but at that time was George Harrison's wife. The famous piano part in the song, right? Everybody thinks it's Bobby Whitlock, the keyboard player, but no, in reality, it's Jim Gordon, the drummer, right?
Oh.
Who actually borrowed the riff from the sister of his girlfriend, Rita Coolidge, right? Uh-huh. But Tom Dowd, who is the producer of the track, and let's not forget that Duane Allman is doing the famous guitar part, right? And it's not Clapton at all. But Tom Dowd, who is the producer, has something that really stands out about this song. And Dave, when you hear what he has to say here, this is really odd about this tune.
Most rock bands get in one key, a guitar player's key or a singer's key, and they stomp on three or four chords, and once in a while they'll give you an innovative chord. Here's Layla where they're playing in two different keys. Completely. Why are they playing in two different keys? Well, you can't play this lick on a guitar in this key, so here's a good key for it, but I can only sing it in this key. Whoops.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Has there ever been a better time for this? You know how every day of the week is a celebration of some sort of day?
Oh, yeah.
You know, pancake day, you know, eggs over easy day, whatever the hell it's
on the morning show calendar, you see them all.
Yep, you see them all the time. Well, you know what today is?
Hmm.
Today is Doctor Day.
Oh.
If there ever was a good time to celebrate Doctor Day, it's got to be right now. So I turn to that famous movie, Spies Like Us, for that great scene where they say,
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Lo and behold, there is a new Boomtown Rats record. It's called Boomtown Rats, Citizens of Boomtown. And joining us now from the Boomtown Rats is the one and only Bob Geldof. Hi, Bob.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Dying of flu, and I thought you'd cure me of it, you know.
Oh, gee. Well, at least it's not coronavirus.
Well, that's in debate at the moment.
Okay. Well,
glad this is a phoner.
We'll still put on masks, though.
Yes.
You were in the studio with me really early on in the Boomtown Rats days, and I asked you at that time, how are you dealing with fame? And your answer was, you felt that you didn't change at all, and everyone around you did, that they were treating you different. 36 years later, Has fame helped you in any way, shape, or form over all that time?
I'm surprised I gave you that answer. I suppose it was new to me. But also your life changes. There's no way I'd have been in Philly if, you know, I was working in Dublin. It was because I was in a band and, you know, we were kids and we were going for it. But my experience saying, going and talking to you, I couldn't speak about that to the guys in the bar. And that distances you immediately. But what fame did give me was a platform to talk about the things that bother me. So out of, you know, one, it gives you great music, it allows you to see the world, but it also allows you to do Band Aid and Live Aid or USA for Africa and things like that. Otherwise, it's very hard for a fire worker or a plumber or an office worker to do that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. They can get their friends around them to do something that interests them. In my game, I can get you guys, I can get the singers and the musicians, I can get Philadelphia to do something for us. If I was just some banking guy in Dublin, that's not going to happen.
No, not at all.
So what made you know, go back and reform the Rats, and, you know, and 36 years later, what brought it all on?
Hey, come on, John. We just paused for a second. Give me a break. It was the time, you know, the band came at a certain time, 75, 76. Over here in the States, you had the Ramones and Blondie erupting out of frustration with the conditions. Here in Britain, you had bands like the Sex Pistols and the Clash. Over in Ireland, it was the Boomtown Rats. We didn't know about each other, but it was the same, no future, no economy for us to work out of and to make a life for ourselves. So we came out of that, and by doing that, we helped to change our country a little bit. Then we helped to change the music by having hit after hit after hit. And then we ended up helping to change the world a little bit with Live Aid and stuff. And then we stopped, and that's sort of the natural arc of this band. Mm-hmm. And we stopped because we didn't really know what else we can do in 10 years.
I've got to ask, because I play it regularly to this day. I don't like Mondays, just for the fact that it's a Monday song. Did you get crap about that song because of taking a little piece of it out of the news?
No, I mean, you know, anything could make you, could set you off. I mean, classically, if you take John Lennon, he's just looking at a poster on his kitchen wall and he writes for the benefit of Mr. Kite. Mm-hmm. Or he's looking at a newspaper and he writes a day in the life. It's anything at all. And I was in the United States and I was numb with the boredom of just endlessly doing promo trips. And this event occurs, which triggered a reaction in me. And I went back to the hotel and wrote a song I thought was a B-side. And most people went to work on Monday morning, think it was about just, you know, the end of a great weekend. Here we go, another week of drudgery or another week in school. And they thought this was the perfect song. So it becomes number one in 32 countries. And then it turns out what the original inspiration for the song was. And in America, it gets banned. So it was never, you could never buy that song here, which, you know, was upsetting, really. I'm glad I wrote the song for all the reasons you suggest, also for the reasons it was a hit. And, you know, but I like the fact that it was about Mondays and that you play it on Mondays and that, you know, people still get to hear a pretty good tune.
Well, the new album is the Boomtown Rats, Citizens of Boomtown. The single is called Trash Glam Baby. Bob Geldof, our guest. Bob, feel better.
Thanks, man. Thanks,
John. And good luck to you, and thank you so much for checking in with us.
Good to hear you again, dude.
Bye now. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
In the herd.
One day, decades from now, kids are going to learn about this pandemic in school, and some kid in every classroom is going to raise their hand and say, wait, really, toilet paper? There's a 31-year-old guy named Angel Hernandez-Cinto. Hernandez-Cinto in Orlando, Florida. He works for a company called Yes Hotel Services that provides cleaning services to hotels. Well, he was cleaning a Marriott last Wednesday night, and when he left around 1:30 a.m., a security guard spotted him pushing a trash can toward his van. The guard stopped him and found that Angel was stealing toilet paper from the Marriott. 66 rolls wow. of toilet paper.
Jackpot.
All right, the cops came. Angel was arrested. He was charged with theft from a public lodging establishment, which is a felony, even though the 66 rolls of toilet paper would have only cost him $65.35 at 99 cents a piece.
Dude.
Right? Oh, yes, fella. It is time for you to
spin the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right. Well, with Disney World and Universal and everything closed for right now, there's a lot going on in Orlando, which takes us to a 27-year-old named Jose Herrera. On Monday, the cops got a call that there was a guy trying to buy jewelry and gift cards with a stolen debit card. Well, Jose saw the cops coming, and he decided that he was going to eat said stolen debit card.
What?
Yes, that hard piece of plastic. It's not possible because he couldn't swallow it and get it down before the cops stopped him. And trying to hide other evidence, he was like, you know what? That's enough. Trying to eat his debit card was too far because they found a white baggie, a baggie of white powder in his pocket. And he says, yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's cocaine. So he just immediately told the cops. He also had 13 other stolen credit and debit cards on his person.
Oh, my God.
He's going to eat those, too?
Yeah, and he was hit with several charges.
I mean, even if he cut them up into tiny pieces, you couldn't swallow that stuff.
Should have ate the coke.
In the herd.
Dave?
This guy's either a liar or the busiest person on the planet. A cop near New Orleans pulled a guy over the other day for driving with expired plates.
Okay.
It happens. It happened to me once. It's all good. But this guy tried to claim it just slipped his mind, which is what I said. In my case, I had not been waiting to do this for 23 years.
What?
Like this guy. Yeah. Police posted a photo, actually, just to show the public how stupid he was. The license plate was up on their Facebook with the sticker that expired in September of 1997.
Oh, whoa. My God.
That's before people knew who Monica Lewinsky was. It's possible he was using old plates that weren't supposed to be on his car in the first place. We don't really know. Either way, he needed a better excuse. There's no word yet on what charges he'll be facing.
In the herd.
And there's a 57-year-old businessman named Maurice Sines in Kent, England, and when he left a golf tournament in his $520,000 Rolls-Royce Phantom, wow. Right, the cops tried to pull him over, but Maurice made his chauffeur get into a police chase to try to get away from the cops. When they eventually caught him, Maurice admitted that he made his driver get in the chase because he was in the back getting it on with a woman who wasn't his wife. And he figured it would be bad if the cops stopped them and she found out. Or as he phrased it, had a bird in the back having a shag.
Nice.
Okay. He was in court this week and got an 8-month suspended sentence and some fines for dangerous driving. As far as we know, the driver was not charged with anything. And we haven't heard from his wife and how she feels about all of this.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
You know, since this whole COVID-19 coronavirus thing started, we've been coming up with parody songs left and right. And it seems that there was a guy in Australia, or at least he has an Australian accent, who put together this poem called Stay the F at Home. Okay? Yep. And then another guy by the name of Connor Mayer. Is that what it said? Mayer or Meyer?
Meyer, right? I think.
Connor
Meyer.
Yeah. Right? He's a Santa Claus-looking fellow.
Dude, I thought it was Letterman.
All right? Did you really think it was Letterman?
Really? Yeah.
All right. He's a Santa Claus-looking fellow, and he decided to take the poem and turn it into a song. Now, the song, as I said, is Stay the F at Home, which we can't play that way on the radio, but we can beep it. Let's just put it this way. If you've got a kid in the car, or if you're sensitive to beeps, right, there are a lot of them.
The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the F at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the fuck at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the fuck at home. I need the gym, I need the beach, I hear you bitch and moan. You need to grow a brain cell and stay the fuck at home. But I feel fine, I don't feel sick. I'll go out on my own. How thick are you, you selfish prick? Please just stay the fuck at home. From LA through to Berlin, from Wuhan through to Rome, there's people dying every day, so stay the fuck at home. If you need to contact family, use Facebook, Skype, or phone. We've got the fucking internet, so stay the fuck at home. The only way to slow it down is isolate, not roam. please help the world get back on track and stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home. Don't you be a fucking dick. Please stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It isn't so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.